Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio. It's radio that's good for you.
If you've been going to the gym and are growing tired of your same old routine, maybe you should consider hiring a personal trainer. But how do you decide? Because there's so many of them there and you see them all training different ages and different sizes of people. And how do you know which one you want to work with? Does it just matter whether they have big, bulky muscles, or do you really want to know if they know what they're doing? My guest today is Lauren Oppler. He's a certified personal trainer in Toronto and he has a master's degree in health education from the University of Texas. So Lauren, welcome to the show. Who do you think are the people that should be hiring personal trainers?
Well, first of all, Melanie, thank you for inviting me onto the show. It's a privilege. I'll tell you, I think clearly anyone who is starting a fitness program really doesn't know their way around their gym and need direction and focus. That would be one group. And then, as you said, if somebody has been working out for a while and they need a new program, and again, they don't know what to do, that's also when a personal trainer would be helpful. But then there's a third group also, and I'd recommend a trainer for anyone, for example, who's coming off an injury and who needs support and guidance to properly rehab. But in this case, I would want to make sure that that trainer is working in conjunction with the client's rehab specialist. So the trainer together with the physical therapist or the chiro, I think that would be a good combination too.
So what are you looking for? Because people say, oh, look at that guy. He's got a great body. I think he'd be a great trainer. But that does not necessarily follow. And just because you can train yourself doesn't mean you can train other people. And you and I both know
right. There
are some hack trainers out there.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll tell you something. That's a great point, because that's one of the reasons I actually got into this field. My first experience with a trainer was exactly what you described. So this was back in 1995, and I needed some direction. I didn't know what to do. Somebody recommended a trainer to me. I didn't know what questions to ask. I had no idea at the time. This guy was just huge. He was massive. So I just assumed he knew what he was doing. And he started training me. And then one day he had me pulling an exercise that was too heavy for me. And I wound up snapping all the ligaments in my left wrist.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Bummer.
It was serious, and it eventually required two surgeries.
Oh, dude.
And I wound up having serious arthritis in that wrist to this day because of that injury. Because, exactly what you said, he looked scary, he looked mean, he looked like he knew what he was doing, and I never thought to ask anything. So part of becoming a personal trainer for me was so that I could prevent this from happening to other people.
So what are we looking for? What certifications? And also, what questions do you want people
perfect.
To ask trainers?
Perfect, perfect, perfect. So again, that's another great point. Because the thing that people have to realize, people who are looking for a personal trainer, they need to know that it's an unregulated profession. Which means that, say, for example, unlike a doctor or a nurse, a physical therapist or occupational therapist, who have to sit for a statewide exam and then get their license and then can practice, a personal trainer doesn't need any of them. So anybody can call themselves a personal trainer. You know, you can be an art history major with no background in fitness, and you can put out business cards that say you're a personal trainer. So, and then you put yourself at risk for possible injury. So you're right. So how do you become an informed consumer? It's like you said, by asking the right questions. So where to start? The first place to start is to check with an organization that's called the United States Registry of Exercise Professionals, or U.S. Reps. So U.S. Reps, it's a nonprofit organization. It's made up of several fitness organizations that have all been approved by the National Commission on Certifying Agencies. And the NCAA approves only those organizations that uphold the highest standards in the industry. So that's when you want to look for that. And among the fitness certifications with NCCA approval are ACE, which is the American Council on Exercise, NSCA, the National Strength and Conditioning Association, ACSM, which, as you know, is the American College of Sports Medicine,
Ding, 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 ding. There are great partners here at RadioMD.
I know. They're great. And the Cooper Institute. So if you are an informed consumer, you would go to www.usreps.org, go on to the registry, type in the name of the trainer you're thinking of working with. If their name appears on the list, then you know you've got a trainer.
Someone who knows what they're doing and has some education. Right now, when you go up to this person, because we only have like 2 minutes left, what do you want to ask them about what, their theories, their philosophy, their goal setting? What do you want to ask them?
Right. So you want to ask them, first of all and foremost, what's your education? What's your background? You want to know that you are in good hands with somebody who actually has formal education, whether it's a kinesiology degree from a university or a fitness and health promotion diploma from a community college. You want to make sure that they know their stuff. They're not just certified, but they have a good education.
A background in anatomy, yes.
Exactly. Also, you want to ask them for references. I would want to know references. If I was hiring someone to do some work around my house or whatever, or somebody who was another professional in the health industry, I'd want to get references. So make sure you get at least two references, current references, because that'll give you more assurance that you're dealing with a trainer who's got a good reputation. And then, if you have any kind of medical condition, then ask the trainer, have you ever dealt with somebody like myself who has diabetes or who has arthritis? And then ask them how they would train somebody like yourself. It's kind of putting them on the spot, but you know, by doing that, you're making them think and you're making them realize that, wow, I've got an informed consumer here. And
You do want to put them on the spot, Lauren. You kind of do, because they're going to put you on the spot having you do an exercise. And what about personality? How do you gauge whether your personality, because a big part of what we do, you and I, is the personality thing. I'm lucky, Lauren. I've had the same clientele for 25 years. So I am a very lucky trainer, because these people have stuck by me through engagements, weddings, honeymoons, babies, the whole into teenage years. So I'm very lucky, but not everybody clicks with their trainer. So in the last minute or two here, what about that part of it?
So you know what? I think you're right. And that's where intuition comes in. You can ask all the questions objectively about certifications and stuff, but it all comes down to also a good vibe. Do you get a sense that this person is authentic, that they're real, you know, that they're trustworthy? Are they putting too much pressure on you, for example? If they're putting too much pressure, you kind of know that your best interest is not their best interest. So my take is look for somebody who's sincere, who is honest, who you feel you can work with, who actually and also has a good sense of humor. Because part of why I like training is to be able to use my sense of humor with my clients. Because that engenders a really good relationship of trust.
It does, and it helps to be able to, as you say, see if they have that good sense of humor. See if they could talk about a bunch of different stuff. Because part of what we do also is counseling and discussion about things. Now, just the last 30 seconds here, tell people where they can find out more about you, Lauren.
So if you want to find out more about me and what I do and the services I offer, you can go to www.laurenopler.com. That's Lorne Opler, O-P-L-E-R, one word, laurenopler.com.
LaurenOpler.com, great information and great advice about checking out your personal trainer, making sure that they are not only certified but educated, experienced, and that their personality fits with yours, because that's what's going to make or break your motivation, your goal setting, and all of it. So thanks so much for listening. If you missed any of the great information, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. This is Melanie Cole. Listen every day at 11 a.m. Central Time to this show, and stay well.